Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I mean, we need more plays on offense. I mean, we've been in the 50-play range, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And you need more plays. You need more consistency. And definitely, I mean, running the ball is a big part of our plan in that game, and we didn't do it. You know, we just didn't do it.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, stating the obvious.
Yep.
By the way, that the Ravens did not run the ball enough. Derrick Henry averaging over 5 yards per carry. Only had 8 carries in that game since that brilliant week 1 performance against Buffalo. He's gone south in a big way. Now, Cleveland schemed him up, Vinny, as we talked about after that game, but it was a Ravens win, so we weren't really, you know, given too much of a big deal of it. But since then, both losses, he's been a non-factor, and that's not how the Ravens are going to win games here.
No, absolutely not, Bob, because they got to protect their offensive line and stuff. And even Harb said it too many just plain drop back passes. And, you know, that means that you're trying to get down the field and your O-line's got a hold long. It was just a bad combination of it. No run game and drop back passes. Like the two worst things that you could probably do against Kansas City. And that's what they did. I mean, you know, I mean, this is a team that's used to, Bob, being number one in rush. By last year, they were averaging over 200 yards a game rushing. Now they're averaging 133.
Since Lamar took over as the quarterback in what, mid-18?
Yeah.
They've been insert running backs here, too. I mean, 18, let's look back there. It was Gus Edwards, undrafted free agent, and Lamar that turned that thing around. And then the next year, they brought in Mark Ingram, who rushed for over 1,000 yards, scored double-digit touchdowns. Then he kind of, you know, because of injuries, it was a cap. Then they drafted Dobbins, who had a big rookie year. And, you know, they just find ways to run the ball. For Henry, how much of a non-factor has he been since week one when he rushed for 169 yards and averaged 9.4 per carry? Week two, 11 for 23. Week three, 12 for 50. He still averaged over 4 yards, Gary.
Right.
And then last week, 8 for 42. So, it's a 13.
5.3.
Yeah. I mean, it's 83 yards and then 125 yards combined in the last three games.
Yeah, that's – and especially when – because everybody says, Bob, you know what's crazy is like, oh, the O-line sucks, the O-line sucks, the O-line. It's the same O-line – basically, same O-line, Bob, that was number one in the league last year in offense by far. Number one rush game in the league by far. So all of a sudden, they all became crap.
Yeah.
No, it's I just think that they let them last year, Bob, they were number one in rushing attempts. Right now they're 30th. And what is that, like I said in the film, what is that line better at? They're better run blocking. You know, so that's the issue.
All right, let's get out to the phones. We heard John Harbaugh there say, hey, we need more plays
on
offense. Maybe we run the ball more if we have the ball a little bit, which goes back to the defense. Let's go to Edgewood. It is Brandy. Brandy, thanks for holding your own with Vinny Haney. Nolan McGraw, having some NFL lunch.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Vinny. How's it going, guys?
Good.
So, you know, this is the thing with the defense, and I'm going to tie it back into the comments from Harbs as you guys just played. Like, we don't have – there's no dog. There's nobody – like, the pass rush is awful. I'm surprised that Ojabo even made the 53-man roster. Like, in the preseason, I was, like, telling everybody who would listen. I'm like, he's going to get cut.
If Adisa Isaac wouldn't have got hurt, he probably would have.
Okay. All right. That puts it in perspective. But, we get no pressure on the quarterbacks whatsoever. Like, we're used to, and you go back to, even though I know he apologized and everything, but, like, Kyle Hamilton's comments about us being spoiled. It's not so much that, like, we're spoiled. We're just used to Ravens football. Play like a Raven. Like, you're supposed to get pressure on quarterbacks. We're supposed to force turnovers, picks. Like, there's just been none of that.
How about just being tough, nasty, physical, and tackle
exactly.
well? That's a Raven.
Exactly. And that's not, we're not even seeing any effort from these guys. And I think that's why the fan base is so frustrated. But I think it, like, kind of the buck stops with John Harbaugh. You know, every time after all of these losses, it's always, well, we got to go back and look at film and we got to make adjustments. And now you're talking about the offensive play calling. Like, that's part of our identity. Lamar Jackson, he is an elite passer, right? But obviously, like, he uses his legs. We've got Derrick Henry. Like, why do we not run the ball? Just like you guys were saying, it just doesn't make sense. And that's what our offensive line's built for, and that's part of our offensive identity. And then you want to talk about having the ball longer. Like, that's how you win the time of possession battle is by running the football.
Thank you.
And then your defense is, yeah, like, it just doesn't, I don't know. I'm kind of the mind, like, if we're going to have – if us having a crap season is what's going to make, you know, Bisciotti and DaCosta say, hey, we need to make a change at head coach, then so be it. I hate it because I really thought that this was the year. Like, I really want us to go get a ring. But, like, Harbs, it's been 13 years, my guy, since the last time we won a Super Bowl. You can't keep riding those coattails forever. So, have a good day, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Brandy, making some good points, Benny.
Yeah, no doubt.
About the woes of the purple.
Yeah, and the thing, we talked about it yesterday, Bob, we need more plays. Well, you need more time. You need your defense to get their ass off the field. That's the problem. They gave up 35 minutes last time. And you know, like Detroit, Bob, 11-minute drive. Your offense on the field for one series in the quarter then.
5880-1057 The Fan. We'll come back. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Get his thoughts on the National Football League heading into week 5. Joe Flacco got benched in Cleveland as Dylan Gabriel. His era begins, at least for now. We'll see how it works out for the rookie quarterback there. And then we'll do our heroes. NFL through 4 weeks, well, at least week 4, offense, defense, and rookie. Back to your phone calls. Report at 583-1057. Then a funhouse trick with Quiptraw. Before Inside Access takes over, too. Got Cleveland and Detroit underway. Wild card game 2 there. Tigers win, they advance. Cleveland goes home.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, AFC North, it's Baltimore's division to lose. Matter of fact, they're going to win it by a couple of games, and here they sit in last place. Mm-hmm. And the team that's in first place is on bye. They're the Steelers at 3-1. Here to talk about that and more from CBSSports.com. Joins us every Wednesday. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Ryan Wilson. Ryan, first of all, how are you feeling today?
Better than the Ravens injury report, so I'm hanging in there. I ain't doing great, by the way, but I'm still doing better than
well,
they.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, I know you're usually a guy of optimum health, so we hope you get back to being the awesome dude that you are. But if I'd have said to you on September 1st that through 4 weeks the Ravens will have the same record as the Browns, not the Steelers, you would have said what to me?
I would have called HR and asked Bob to be drug tested because that would have been a crazy take to say out loud.
Or the Browns were 3-1 or something like that.
Right. And unless Shador or Dylan Gabriel took over and things were going way better than expected. But it is a wild time to be alive if you're an NFL fan and for all the conspiracy theorists that think the NFL is scripted. Shout out to the writers who put this together over the first month of the season because I don't think anyone saw this coming.
Hey, Ryan, is it fair to say that if Aaron Rodgers wasn't their quarterback so far this year, they wouldn't be sitting 3-1? I mean, I thought he controlled that half.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I was actually thinking about that in terms of Russ Wilson last year because with Russell, you know what you're going to get. He's since been benched for Jackson Dart in New York, but he doesn't play with the ball doesn't come out of his hands as quickly. It never has, as Aaron has. And Aaron understands that this offensive line had some issues and the running game has been sporadic. They finally got it going a little bit the last 2 weeks. And then, you know, if you have DK Metcalf, you just throw him the ball and help negate that Brian Flores pass rush that is everyone's afraid to face and for obvious reasons. I do wonder, though, guys, if it's just another annual smoke and mirror situation where at some point this is not sustainable. It usually happens in December and if you make the playoffs in January football. But for now, I mean, they're finding ways to win and that's all you can ask for, and you hope the defense keeps getting better and the offensive line can continue to gel and the running game comes around because they have no business being 3-1 if we're being honest about it.
No, and actually Tomlin tried to give it away at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you have Aaron Rodgers there. Why would you not go for – I don't understand, but that's not uncommon, and I laugh because when I watch it happen in real time, one of Mike T's sayings is we don't live in our fears, and I'm thinking, well, we're seeing a clear case of someone being afraid to go for it here with, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback who's been controlling the game for 59 and a half minutes. But, yeah, they got lucky there.
Hey, Ryan, how about Jacksonville, man? That's turning into a pretty good story. I think they got some toughness and a little character now.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? For all the laughing and giggling we were doing about the post game between Liam Cohen and Robert Sala, Liam Cohen's got a little edge to him, and he holds guys responsible. I think James Gladstone is really good at what he does, and we had a chance to talk to him over the summer on the podcast, and you get a sense that he is all about making sure everyone is on the same page, and it felt like a 180 degrees from the previous GM where everything seemed to be in secrecy and under the cloak of darkness, and this has all come together. Liam has expectations for Trevor, who appears to finally be playing better. And oh, by the way, Brian Thomas Jr. doesn't quite look like he did a year ago, so there's going to see improvement there. And Travis Hunter has yet to be the breakout guy that we thought he was going to be through the first month of the season. So if those guys step up, then you're cooking with gas, it feels like.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we found out a little about Indy this past week. I thought that was, you know, they could have won that game with the Rams, and it shows that the Rams, not a bad team either.
Man, Puka Nacua, I think he has double-digit catches in three of the four games. I think had 13 for 100 change against Indy. And, you know, if Xavier Howard was the player he once was, that game's a little different. And if A.D. Mitchell, it's so frustrating because, you know, I was talking to Rand Carthon about this, who I do the podcast with. He says every Friday, and you probably remember this too, Vinny, every Friday we tell you what not to do, and on the list is the Deshaun Jackson situation where he dropped the ball before the goal line. It's just a selfish act, and I feel terrible for A.D. Mitchell. And then he hit the hole late in the game that negated the Jonathan Taylor touchdown. But I think the bigger story over the first month is that, you know what, Daniel Jones, if you put him in the right system, you can have success with him. And I think that just reinforces the idea that Sam Darnold and, to a degree, Carson Wentz and Daniel Jones, if you get them paired with the right OC/quarterback coach/head coach, you can see what you thought you were getting when those guys were drafted.
Speaking of Sam Darnold, I like the way Seattle's playing. I think, you know, I mean, Mike McDonald's, what, 10-1 on the road in his first – or 9-1 on his first 10 games on the road?
He's another example, and you guys know him from his time in Baltimore, but I remember when he was interviewing for those jobs, the cycle that he took a Seattle job, he interviewed with Washington, and I was talking to Rick Spielman about it. He said, this guy is really sharp. He gets it, and he's not a prototypical old-school head coach or even a coaching candidate at the time, but he understands how to relate to these guys. He knows what he's doing on defense better than anyone else knows what they're doing. And it took a year, a little less than a year, for that defense to sort of understand what was going on in Seattle, and now they are getting after it. And then you talk about Clint Kubiak on offense with Sam Darnold, who looks more comfortable than he's ever looked in the NFL, perhaps save last year with Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. And it, you know, just reinforces what we're talking about here. You get the right fit and the right quarterback playing with confidence, you can win some football games. And that team is getting after it. And they're Jackson Smith and Jigba's balling out without DK being there. And that defense is young and aggressive, and they're playing in that Mike McDonald style.
Well, I guess Drew Aller kind of showed us that he's not the top quarterback. Is there anybody that is really balling out right now? Is like a quarterback that people are, you know, I got to get up in the first round to go get anybody?
No, there's not. But there's some. This group is fun, Vinny and Bob, because there's so many guys whose names are going to be in the hat. Drew Aller has taken his name out of the hat, unfortunately. He just has to play better. And you look across the field, Dante Moore is a guy that teams are talking about. And he is a really good, solid football player. And he does all the things in the NFL offense you want to see. We talked about Fernando Mendoza at Indiana. Mm-hmm. Ty Simpson at Alabama had a great week against Georgia. Jaden Maiava at USC. Had a good game and a losing effort against Illinois. And, you know, a goodie but oldie Carson Beck has put his name back in the hat, given the way he's played this year in Miami. No Arch talk. Hopefully he goes back to school. And I don't know if Lenore Sellers goes back to school, but I would like him to. He's insanely athletic, but not quite at the level of the passer of the guys we're talking about here. But Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik, those are guys that would like a redo on the start of the season just because it hasn't gone according to plan.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, Idiot Hating 105.7 The Fan. Ryan, last thing for you, circle back to the NFL, and we started with the Ravens and the injuries that they have as they're back at practice today, getting ready for the Houston Texans, getting 1.5 at home. What about Cincinnati? You mentioned quarterback there. They have Joe Burrow, but the big toe won't allow him to get on the field. Jake Browning, it's been a rough go of it for him. Well, it was the other night. How dire could things get for the Bengals? A season that had great promise now could spiral out of control after a 2-0 start.
I'm trying to do the math. They gave up, 66 points the last two games, and they've scored 13. And it ain't all on Jake Browning, but a lot of it is, because you would imagine they would score more points than that, Joe Burrow. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Lions, Packers, Steelers are the next three games, and I don't know what you do. And I'm laughing because every time we've talked over the last however long Zach Taylor's been the head coach, you've always said, is Zach Taylor a good coach? He ain't without Joe Burrow, and perhaps you could say that about a lot of people. We've seen coaches find ways to win without their star quarterbacks, and that has not been the case in Cincinnati. Some of that's the defense thinking, and some of that is perhaps the coach working on down the org chart there. So they're in a bad spot, and they're in a much worse situation than any other team in that division. They're probably the worst team in that division right now, and I say that understanding that Dylan Gabriel is going to be the starter in Cleveland this week.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, always appreciate your time on Wednesdays. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the football fun this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, guys.
And Ryan Wilson, everybody. We'll come back. We got the Heroes of the Week 4, that is, National Football League. Got the Guardians and Detroit. A kid born in Maryland literally made his Major League debut today for the Guardians and dropped a fly ball on his first chance. But yet, Bybee got out of the jam. Bottom of the first, Tigers, Guardians scoreless.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Been activated off the non-football injury list. Expected to practice today. Whatever that will mean for him.
Here's the biggest problem, Bob, is they don't ever practice in pads. He has not put on pads since last year at North Carolina or the Senior Bowl or whatever it was. You know, so he has not been through an OTA. He has not been through training camp practice. And today's his first practice. And he doesn't get to hit anybody. I don't see how you can help him this year.
Well, maybe moving forward with his career, he'll become a hero.
Yeah,
for the Baltimore Ravens. And Nolan, speaking of that, let's get to our Week 4 Heroes, National Football League.
Offensive hero of the week.
All right, Vinny, week four had a lot of heroes on the offensive side of the ball. Who are you going with there?
I got Matthew Stafford, 29 of 41, 375, 9.1 average, 3 touchdowns, 3 sacks, 123.5 average.
Nolan McGraw. Oh, you want me to go? Okay. How about Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Feel the sting.
Yeah.
From Sunday afternoon in the early Sunday evening, 4 touchdown passes to 4 different receivers. He looked as comfortable in that pocket as we have seen him in quite some time. And the Ravens, unfortunately, were the victims of Mahomes looking like vintage.
Yep.
Pat Mahomes. And how about old Hollywood Brown getting one against his former team? By the way, you knew that was going to happen, right?
My offensive hero of the week, a wide receiver. Not a popular guy here in Baltimore, but maybe a little more favorable now that he's in the NFC. I'm talking about George Pickens. Big headache with the Steelers, not so much with the Cowboys so far. A 134 and 2 touchdowns for him in that tie on Sunday night. Like I said, you haven't really heard much of anything out of this guy since he arrived in Dallas. Maybe he's finally satisfied.
Well, he's playing. Oh, we come to the
heroes. He really did like him.
Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
By the way, with CeeDee Lamb gone, perfect opportunity, I would think,
well,
for him to
plus he's playing for a contract, too.
No way. You mean guys really play harder when there's a financial stake involved here?
Anyway, sorry, I botched defense. We're on to defense.
That's a fumble.
All right, I got it.
Shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Aiden Hutchinson, Detroit Lions. 4 tackles, 2 sacks, 4 quarterback hits. For Joe against Joe Flacco.
I could be Homer. Changing the words a little bit. That's a David Bowie song. We could be here. I'm going Nick Cross. Indianapolis Colts, even though they lost to Matt Stafford and Puka and all them guys. I guess Nick Cross had 14 tackles because Puka Nacua had like 72 catches. So somebody had to make a play, but he also had a half a sack. Quarterback hit. This guy's been stacking the numbers as he really has ascended. He's a guy that Mike Locksley flipped from Florida State at the last minute, and you know he became a standout at Maryland and now a standout in the National Football League. So Nick Cross, as Maryland's getting ready for their biggest game of the season, we'll give him a little love.
Well, I'm not trying to fearmonger here, but my defensive hero of the week is someone that's probably going to wreak havoc on the Ravens' O-line this Sunday. I'm talking about Danielle Hunter with the Texans. 2 sack performance for him against Tennessee. It's already his second multi-sack performance of the year. He's got 4 by himself. What do the Ravens have on the year? 4 as a team. I think that tells you everything you need to go. Hands will be full on Sunday against Danielle Hunter. All right. Big, great job, Nolan. Great. Fantastic.
One rookie had a standout week.
I got a feeling.
Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
All right. Our rookie heroes.
My rookie? I told Bob off air, Nolan. This was my wife for her fantasy draft. I help her. She said, who do I take? I said, what running back still available at pick number 8? Ashton Jeanty is my guy. 21 carries for 138. 6.6 average, 1 touchdown, long of 64. 2 receptions, 17 yards, 2 touchdowns. And you know who the other back I gave her, Bob, was? Dobbins.
J.K.'s.
And he could have been, he could have been offensive guy, too.
I'm going to go with, come on, Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
To me, that's the stunning outcome of the day.
No doubt.
The Chargers, they look like I don't want to put them in this 85 Bears category. But I was like, hey, you can make a case they're the best team in the AFC. And now the Samarian Hampton, by the way, could get some rookie love, too.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good day, but Jackson Dart, he ran for a touchdown. He threw a touchdown pass. Now, we talked about this earlier, by herself. What's he going to do without Malik Nabers? And, you know, Scataboo, another rookie of repute. But, man, I mean, you go in there, you take over, you got a little swag to you. The crowd's feeling every minute of it. To pull the upset the way that he did or helped orchestrate it. Jackson Dart, I'm with you. Let's go.
My rookie hero comes from the AFC North. Talk about Carson Schwechter here, linebacker for the Cleveland Browns. Might not be the biggest name on the radar quite yet, but putting together a very solid season. I'll call him a hero for, well, 8 tackles against the Lions, even though they lost. But on the year, 31 total tackles. That's good for second best on the Browns defense.
All right, those are our heroes for week 4 in the National Football League. Now, as we look ahead to week 5, here's your schedule, which starts tomorrow. 49ers at Rams. Rams favored by 6.5. Brock Purdy status
he
to be determined.
Practiced. Yeah. No got practice. The, and that's walkthrough, too.
Got the Sergeant Hulka, the big toe. Houston at Baltimore. Texans, 1.5-point favorites. Vikings and the Browns in London. Dylan Gabriel takes over for Joe Flacco as the starter. Minnesota, 3.5-point favorites. Raiders at Colts. Colts, 6.5-point favorites in that one. Geno Smith over-under picks. Let's go 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Giants at Saints. Hey, we just kissed Jackson Dart's ass. They're getting 1.5 at New Orleans. Mm-hmm. The team's still looking for his first win. I mean, they were spirited against Buffalo, but still wound up losing by double digits. Cowboys at the Jets. Dallas minus 2.5. Braylon Allen's injury looks pretty bad for New York, by the way, with the knee. The running back. Broncos at Eagles. This is an intriguing matchup. Yeah. Philly minus 3.5. Dolphins at Carolina. Dolphins get their first win. They're 1.5-point favorites on the road. Tennessee's at Arizona. Arizona has no running backs left. They're 7.5-point favorites there. Tampa's at Seattle. Another intriguing game. Mm-hmm. Seahawks minus 3.5. Lions, Bengals. We just talked about this with Ryan Wilson. Cincinnati circling the drain here. Who's the guy who used to be in the boat when we were kids in the toilet? The Tidy Bowl Man.
Oh, yeah.
Tidy Bowl Man's looking at this one. Detroit minus 10.5. Commanders at Chargers. Daniels back in practice.
Yes,
been cleared.
Jaden Daniels going to play.
Chargers coming off that loss. They're 2.5-point favorites at home. Sunday night, New England's at Buffalo. Bills minus 7.5 there. I mean, Josh Allen really hasn't gone off yet outside of the week 1 game against the Ravens.
Hadn't had to.
Nope. James Cook's been going off, though. And then Monday night, KC, Jacksonville. And we just talked about them, Jacksonville, that is, with Ryan. Chiefs, 3.5-point favorites. Jags are 3-1. Should be 4-0. Their only loss was to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'll probably take Jacksonville in this one.
Yeah, I think I'll save it for tomorrow. Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, and the Steelers all have buys this week. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over too, and we give you a score update on the Guardians and Tigers as the baseball playoffs are here for the first time since 2022. The Orioles aren't in it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, speaking of Cooper Rush and the O-line that I mentioned, this texter here, not very confident, says, I can't even begin to guess how many times Cooper Rush will be sacked on Sunday. Lamar was being touched a little too much, even with his mobility. Rush would be a sitting duck. I think they have a better chance of winning if they just run it 50 times.
I think he'll get the ball out. And I think they know. I mean, they're going to set up the offense to get the ball out quick. And if they're going to throw it down the field, they'll do it with play action pass. Bob, what was the Ricard? Was he in or is Ricard out?
There was mention of him.
Still out.
Still out?
Yep.
Ugh. Jesus.
Drew in Bel Air says, I heard on the station many times and from other people that this was the best Ravens team on paper. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, I just didn't see it or don't see it anymore either. Offensively, the line was always suspect, maybe average at best. Defensively, your pass rush coming from an aging veteran and nobody else. Roquan doesn't have anyone next to him to rely on. and you're starting a rookie at safety. He says he wasn't high on Humphrey and Wiggins either after last year, but I think I might push back on that.
Yeah, this sounds like if they were playing good, we wouldn't have got that guy's text, yeah. I'm guessing.
Where was that a month ago? Yeah.
I think O-line, out of all the gripes there, O-line, fair.
Sure.
Right? You know, we knew the warts were there. But
and you were worried about Stanley, too. I mean, you kind of were worried about, not necessarily socks, but the injury history there.
Yeah, or that it was just going to be small stuff. And we're kind of seeing that. I mean, the ankle, there's nothing there that's... knock on wood, there's nothing that's super structural that's going to cost him significant time. But when you're talking about the importance of left tackle, even missing a game or two, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one here says Ravens defense way too vanilla. When they set their defense, no one is hardly moving. There's no disguising, no mystery to it, giving the opposing offense and more importantly, the quarterback all the time in the world to survey the defense, make changes as he sees fit.
Yeah, especially Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Yeah, it just seemed, you know, I mean, like I said, I went back and looked at Seattle film, and they're doing, putting nine guys up there and coming and going. Kansas City was doing the same thing. You didn't know who was coming, who wasn't coming. So, yeah, I would agree with the texter.
Trying to see when they're going to face their first rookie quarterback. Might be the next Cleveland matchup, if Gabriel's still the guy, or it could be Shador by that point. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Flacco will ever start again.
No, but the point is, I guess, you know, if they're letting a rookie get comfortable and not be thrown off by the fronts that they're presenting or the looks that they're presenting, that would be the most telling at that point. I mean, because, all right, we talked about it with Jared Goff in that matchup. He's not going to be confused by anything you give him. Patrick Mahomes not going to be confused by anything. But if some of these younger, inexperienced guys aren't being confused by what the Ravens are showing them, that's a problem.
You don't see Stroud being discombobulated. I don't.
He was in the past, but he should be more comfortable now.
Right, yeah. Well, they beat him three times since he's come in the league.
So, I mean, they can get some inside pressure against this group.
That'll do it for today.
All right, tomorrow we've got picks. We've got Vinny's keys. We're going to do the stat breakdown. We're going to look at Houston on film, their win last week against Tennessee, because Vinny's off on Friday. We'll be talking about the baseball playoffs as we're into game twos here. Right now, Cleveland 1-0, top of the third over Detroit, trying to stay alive. BG style. Mike Harmon's going to be joining us. We'll talk real and fantasy football with him. We'll start talking more about the Maryland-Washington matchup with Maryland AD Jim Smith. 40,000 plus expected at CQ Stadium, 3:30 kickoff, as Maryland and Washington renew acquaintances for the first time since Bobby Ross's first year as the head coach of the Terps, with Boomer Esiason and all those dudes. We're in the Hula Bowl having some fun there against Don James and the Huskies. Inside Access is coming up next. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.